This is the week that Elon Musk promised, after an overwhelming vote of Twitter users, to restore many banned Twitter accounts for as long as their owners didn't break the law. The results from the far left were predictable. As Musk said, it's shocking how many journalists attack free speech and somehow think they're the good guys. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. Ready for a laugh? An MSNBC reporter, Ben Collins, urged viewers not to use Twitter. In his words, "I have to go there, but you don't have to go there." Thanks, Ben, for your sacrifice. Without a shred of evidence, The Atlantic, a far-left magazine, wrote, "Musk is repackaging hate speech, racism, anti-Semitism, and homophobia." In short, as these journalists melt down, they're saying that Elon Musk is threatening free speech on Twitter by allowing people to speak freely. How ridiculous. For more tech smarts, get my daily podcast called Kim Komando Today.